Good afternoon. This is Bob Lederer, and this is the meeting of the PNB Election Committee Working Group on the proposal concerning elections. And let me start by asking the committee secretary pro tem, Yosh Yamanaka, to just call the roll. This was a meeting open to any member of the committee, but it doesn't have a fixed membership. Go ahead, Yosh.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Jim Brown. Jim? Steve Brown. Steve. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Anthony Best.
Here.
Tracy Larkins.
I'm here.
Thank you. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Warren Marr.
Here.
Dithia Wangaza. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
George Ryder. Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons. Bonnie. Yosh Yamanaka is here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Yosh. So, just to explain, the purpose of this meeting is to review the proposal of the interim executive director and board chair concerning the conduct of elections, to offer recommendations to the full committee, which is meeting a week from tomorrow. So the first order of business is to elect a facilitator for today's meeting. So the floor is open for nominations.
I nominate Bill Crozier. This is Sean Casey O'Brien.
Okay. Bill, do you accept?
I suppose so. I have a cold, but...
Okay.
I don't want to exclude others, though.
Okay. Any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate you, Bob. It's Tracy.
Okay. I accept. Any other nominations? Okay. So since this is a temporary...
Can I have a point of clarification?
Certainly.
Are we electing a chair just for this meeting or to finish out the work of the committee?
For this meeting, correct, sir.
Right. It's for just for this is what I certainly hope this is a one-time working group that just meets today and then we report back to the committee and we dissolve as a working group.
Okay.
So there's two nominees and so we just have to have an oral vote so we can do our business today. So I guess Yosh, just call the roll and people can say either Bill or Bob.
Okay, I'll start from the
bottom. Actually, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm going to withdraw.
Steve Brown on the call.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to withdraw.
Okay. It's all yours, Bill.
Okay, I was going to pass when I voted, but okay. all right. Well, thank you all. Let me get off my headset. It's hard for you to hear, I know.
Okay. Well, the I guess the only item on the agenda is discussion of the proposed election policy that Grace sent us. I assume everybody has a copy of that or has seen it. Is there anything else for the agenda?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Yes. Before we begin, I wanted to propose that we continue a practice that the committee voted for in 2008 and. Well, it hasn't actually come up this year, but definitely in 2008, in 2007 and 2008, and that is that whenever we had a working group that was discussing matters that directly affected the voting procedures for unpaid staff, that we would invite a representative from the two stations that have organizations, because our bylaws address those two separate, that type of organization as a separate matter, that we would make sure that those folks have a seat at the table to discuss what affects their members' rights. So I wanted to move that on today's call, we invite one representative from the unpaid staff organization at KPFA and one representative of the unpaid staff organizing committee at WBAI to participate in this call but as non-voting members.
I object to that. Could you identify yourself? Yeah. It's hard for me to hear.
Sorry, Bill. This is Sean.
Sean. Okay. Sean, go ahead.
I object to that.
because the fact of the matter is only two of our sister stations have these organizations, so that would be unfair to the other ones. And second of all, we have staff representatives on this call that represent both the paid and the unpaid staff, and I'm one of them. Thank you.
You know, this is Warren from...
Yeah, Warren.
Also, the other problem is in the KPFA staff organization, it's contested whether there is an unpaid staff organization or not. So,
I take exception to that.
I'm sure you would, but it's out there. So.
Or Anthony, well, is it Anthony?
Yeah, it's not because on April the 1st, and I assume it wasn't meant as an April Fool joke, Lim sent an email around saying, going forward, she recognizes the unpaid staff organization again.
I wasn't aware of that, but...
Anybody else on the stack? Anybody else on the stack? Just say your name.
Yeah, Carolyn on the stack, please.
Carolyn?
Yes, thank you.
Steve Brown on the stack.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Carolyn, go ahead.
Okay. We do have a problem with that. We do have enough representatives here, I think, so that there are representatives of each committee. But BAI, in fact, now has two groups of people purporting to represent the staff. So, in effect, there is no recognized staff group. So I think we should go with the members of the committee who are elected from their stations to represent the staff and not bring in other people.
Yosh, for seconds.
And Bob, for seconds.
Steve Brown, I find myself in concurrence with both of the two prior speakers that there are enough staff representatives already, and at WBAI, there are two groups, neither of which has a clear right to represent the staff. I would go with the members of the committee as it stands.
Okay, Yosh?
Yes, I would suggest that we, you know, if we do bring in staff representatives, we bring them in at the committee level. We've got a full plate today. I think we should just try to get as much business done. And this is just a recommendation to the elections committee, and the elections committee will again take it up, and staff representatives can join us and give us our input on the April 20th meeting.
Okay, Bob.
I just wanted to say that the Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee at WBAI has been officially recognized by management since 2003 when they presented, you know, a petition to management for recognition, and there's no, you know, that, and there's a signed legally binding contract between that organization and management. So that's not an issue. I would be interested to know what this other organization is that I have never heard of the existence of at our station.
Yosh for stack.
And then
okay,
Wendy.
Yosh.
And Carolyn.
Yosh.
Well,
okay,
actually,
Yosh,
I wanted
Wendy
to call the question, but I'll defer if Wendy and Carolyn have further input.
Okay, Carolyn. Wendy?
I think Carolyn was first, wasn't she?
No.
Okay. Well, look, you guys, this has been going on for 6-7 years now. We need the board to make a decision. I at this point, I appreciate that the Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee and any other that staff people might have objections to any of this stuff, but the board needs to make a decision, and they're counting on this committee to help them. And so I hope we can just move ahead and work on it. We're now taking up our time arguing about something else. I would vote against them coming on the election committee call, too.
Okay, Carolyn?
I know what Bob is saying was true, but however, it no longer is. There is a new organization formed at WBAI, a guild of the unpaid staff. I think it numbers at this point over 22 members, at least 20, maybe 22. So, in effect, I think we should go with what was elected until this is settled at BAI, but right now it is in flux, and there's no point in bringing in people who may or may not be representative of anybody else. I would vote just to continue as we are without any more people added to this meeting, And by the 20th, when they have some clarity on what's happening at BAI.
Call the question.
Okay. All right. Let's just, Yosh, would you call the roll on the question of whether or not to invite one representative from the unpaid staff organizations at KPFK and WBAI to join us?
Sure, Bill.
KPFA.
I'm sorry, A. No. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'll
Thank
start
you.
From the bottom, and Yosh votes no. Bonnie, Wendy Schrell.
No.
George Ryder. Sean Casey O'Brien.
No.
Isthia Wangaza. Warren Marr.
No.
Isthia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I vote no.
Thank you.
Yeah, I abstain.
Okay, Warren abstains. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Tracy Larkins.
Yes.
Anthony Fest.
Abstain.
Bill Crozier.
Pass.
Steve Brown.
No.
Jim Brown. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Westby Bethune.
Abstain.
Going back to Bill Crozier.
I'll vote no.
So the motion fails. There are two yays and 3, 6, 7 nays with abstentions.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I would like to go ahead and make sure we get plenty of time to discuss this so we can finish in 2 hours. And anybody who has additional suggestions, of course, is welcome to send them to the PNB or to the full elections committee for when we meet next week. So the main item on the agenda then was the discussion of the proposed election policy that Grace sent us. Then I sent some suggested changes, and Yosh did, to the list. I don't know if anybody else has. I would suggest we start with what Yosh sent us. If everybody could pull up that email, I think it had both mine and his suggested changes, and would that be acceptable to everyone?
I'm not at a computer, but I read the original part.
Hi, okay. Guys, it's Bonnie. I'm sorry to interrupt. I've had something come up, and I'm right in the middle of it, and I will get to my house and get on the phone as soon as I can. I'm very, very sorry.
Okay. Thanks, Bonnie.
It's going to be a little bit longer. I just have had a problem come up. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Well, yes, who's this?
Yeah, this is Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, and Yosh, could you resend your changes? I don't see them. And I really would like to go over them. Could you possibly resend that to me?
Okay, I'll try.
Or anybody else got them, just send them to me at Irish SOB. And when your name is Sean O'Brien, you're an Irish SOB all your life. At Verizon, V as in Victor, ERIZON.net. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sean and Yosh.
Bill, this is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, that's fine, what you said. I'd also like to add that I posted to the committee about 3 months ago a proposal from the Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee for a arbitration system. And so I'll resend that now so people have, those who are at computers, have it in front of them. But I would like to ask that after, Bill, your proposals and Yosh's proposals are considered, that this proposal also be considered, or maybe in conjunction, because it relates to the same section. I know you wrote some language about arbitration as well, so this would be another approach to that subject. So if that could be brought into it.
Thank you. Yeah, you could go ahead and send it to all of us, and then if you want to bring it up as an amendment, we could do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, I guess discussion's over.
Yeah, I apologize, but I don't see the... I don't see the proposals to which you all are referring.
Ithia, I'll try to send to you. I just sent one to Sean, and I'll try to send you one, but, you know, as you're painfully aware, we have difficulty reaching you at your ENPNB, but I'll try one more time.
Okay, well, I guess discussion's open for the proposed election policy. So who wants to speak about it?
I'll start
Yeah, please. I'm still looking for Yosh's copy, trying to print it out. I do have it, Yosh, but I just have to print it out. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, this is Sean.
Yosh sent it earlier just today.
Yeah.
And who is that, Wesley?
Okay, thank you.
Sean on the stack, whenever it's convenient.
Okay, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm very impressed with both Bill and what I see some of Yosh's stuff here, and they all seem reasonable and prudent, and I would have no problem accepting the changes that both Yosh and Bill propose here. They are more than reasonable. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next? Let me just ask, who has not seen
I'm looking for them now.
Yosh's email that he sent today?
Who's that, Warren Marr?
Yeah.
I don't have Yosh's either. Wendy.
Okay.
Wendy?
Are you sending
it? I'll resend to Wendy and Warren.
Thank you.
I'm in front of my computer now.
And Wesley.
Anyone else not get them?
And Wesley?
Yes.
All right. Well, if anybody wants to talk about the original one, it's mostly the same as what Grace had sent us. We could discuss whatever's there. If anybody would like to go on stack.
Well, I have a general comment on Grace's proposals. I just think, from KPFA standpoint, having all the programmers run that much time on the elections, to me, it's a waste of time. And there's no, I think we have too many programmers. And the way things have been in the past is who's going to control the content of
which
the way
specific
it comes
part
off.
Are you referring to?
How she wants us to, she wants every programmer to run 15 minutes twice.
Okay.
That's, to me, that's a lot of time. Nobody's going to listen to 15 minutes on a program about the elections at KPFA.
Can I get on the stack when possible, sir?
Sean. Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure. Sean, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I also, that was one of the few concerns that I did share with, and I'm sorry, who was the gentleman that was speaking before me?
That was a comment from Warren, sorry.
Oh, thank you, Warren. Yeah, when it says a minimum of 6 60-second cards and 6 30-second cards, I mean, that's fine if we have a half dozen candidates, but if we have, you know, dozens of candidates, which is usually the situation, I'm thinking, man, are we eating up a lot of time? And I don't understand why we don't just set up a separate website, an election website, where we can post everybody's statements and anything else they want to put up, so, and then direct voters to that, so that we, and I'm not saying we should completely shut off, you know, doing things on the air, but we should be reasonable, because I agree. If you have 15 minutes of these things on, I can hear dials twisting all over the place. So that was one of the few concerns I had with this. And I thank you, Warren, for bringing that back up to my attention.
Yeah, and I should follow up that that's a good idea, because I think that's what we did in the past, was to have websites and then to have people who really want to break down what the candidates' positions are, go to their websites and look at it. The other thing is, last time we had a problem with controlling the stuff that was said on the air. There was no control. You know, there was, because we're going to have a contested election. We expect it. That's how it always is. And when you have 75-plus programmers at some stations and they give 15 minutes, that's a long time to break all kinds of rules, no matter what comes down about what is going to be said on the air. And all we want to do is advertise the election, tell people to vote. And if they want more info on the candidates, they should log on to the website and check what everybody else has to say directly from the candidate.
Hey, Fia Stack.
Okay, Fia.
I take exception to the notion that everybody can just go to a website. I suggest that that element be preserved, but that the amount of time be reduced. You know, here, commercial TV stations allow 2 minutes, and they have a very strict guideline about what can and cannot be said, which I think that Pacifica already has, and that those 2 minutes segments could be run instead of the 15 minutes and could be substituted for that 15 minutes. But the idea that people can just go to a website is to discount a significant percentage of communities of color and low-income communities, as well as the as older listeners. So while I can appreciate the concern about the amount of time, I think that a modification as opposed to elimination is a more appropriate response.
This is Wendy.
Wendy, go ahead.
I'm reading this now, and I think there's some confusion. It says, each programmer or collective with a one-hour or more program slot shall be required to produce and air one 15-minute tutorial on the election during the nominating period. It's not saying every time they have a show that it'll be 15 minutes worth of elections. They're saying, I think what it's saying is that they want to show buy-in from each program on the schedule. And so at one point during the whole election period, each that these different programmers will each air, you know, show their buy-in by airing their own tutorial on it. Now, I'm not saying that I think 15 minutes is right, but to answer Afia's concern, the you know, there's a different, I think it's specified in the bylaws that it talks about each candidate will air a cart of their own pitch, you know, that the different people running will each be heard on the radio, but that also seems to need to be spelled out again because some of the stations don't do it, or they try to do them all at once and, you know, like air every candidate in one cart where the same person is first every time and nobody listens all the way to the end. The way we do it at KPFT is we have these 60-second carts and we rotate the order that they're played in. We play a couple of them every hour around the clock, and it's been working out great. We even do it during fun drives, and it's fine. But anyway, I mean, I appreciate the concern. 15 minutes in a row is a lot for elections, but I think they're talking about one time during the whole period.
Right. And just for clarification, now, Afia, you're talking about the part in the proposal that would talk about each programmer having a 15-minute tutorial, right? Not about specific. Tutorial on the elections, not a.
No, I think Wendy might be right that,
is that right?
I think Wendy might be right that I'm getting them mixed, combining the two.
Yeah, Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah, I agree that the it's 115 minutes per programmer, I think, is what's meant here. And the problem with the rotation, as long as that subject came up, is that WBAI, they don't keep track of the carts. There's no system. So we need to make sure that the engineers keep a log, and so that we know when these things are being programmed. They're not programmed. They're not broadcast systematically. There's no record of when they were broadcast. We've had that problem before, so maybe at some point we should insert something about that. That really does make a difference. And if we're finished with that, I'd like to get on the stack about item number 2C.
Okay, if you have specific language you'd like to propose, Carolyn, on that, if you want to write it up, then we could discuss that later. That would be helpful.
If I can't do it right now, I will send it to you.
In fact, if any of you have specific language for changes, that would be nice to email it to us.
Which number was that in? I was listening, but I wasn't looking.
I don't remember. If you could look it up and just email us.
Okay.
We're discussing the, you're talking about logging of...
Oh, each program a 15-minute cart. Got it. Tutorial. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sean on the back when appropriate.
And then Anthony.
And then
okay.
Bob.
Okay. Sean?
Yeah, I'd like to associate myself with the remarks of Afia, and I share her concern. There are many in the disability community that, you know, don't have computers and things like that. But what I'm talking about here, when I read a minimum of 6 60-second carts and 6 30-second carts to be, you know, rotated and everything, I think we should not do away with that, but we should moderate it as Afia offered. And you know, so I just want you to know that I'm not forgetting about all those fine people, all of our fine listeners who are not equipped, technologically equipped, and I share your concern, Athea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Anthony?
Yeah, I concur in the general sentiment that's been expressed these last half dozen or more comments. I would add, too, I don't know if you can force buy-in. You know, as they say, you can lead the horse to the water, but can't make him drink. If it's a programmer doesn't want to know about the election stuff, that's unfortunate. But if they're compelled to do a tutorial about something they don't care about, we may wind up with something that's incorrect. So I would say this should be more the election supervisor's responsibility rather than farming it out to every single programmer. And also, you know, is somebody really going to be wanting listening to a election tutorial and an overnight music show? It does seem in some ways like overkill and the wrong instrument for what is a admirable goal.
Okay. You done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bob?
Okay. Well, I agree with a lot of the comments that have been made. Definitely, we can never rely on the web, to reach everyone for the reasons that Fia said. And we also have to be, mindful that people are going to, listeners are going to get very weary of constant repetition, of anything, but particularly of something that, a large percentage of listeners have shown that they don't participate in. So I would suggest, and I'm working on language right now as we speak, which I'll send out as soon as I finish it, but something along the lines of, and right now, maybe it would be easier if we separate out the tutorial from the cart, because those are two different issues.
Good point.
So something like just for the tutorial, that be a 5-minute rather than a 15-minute tutorial, that it be recorded and prepared by the local election supervisor, not by the programmers, which I think is a recipe for all kinds of problems if you just leave it up to each individual, and that it air in something like daily blocks of 2 hours. In other words, like on Monday, it might be aired between 8 and 10 a.m. On Tuesday, it would be between 10 a.m. and noon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Something so that it's not constantly every hour you hear the same 5 minutes repeated and repeated and repeated. And also, I just want to remind people that the language says once during the nomination period, which under the new bylaw amendment is now a 30-day period. So just so you have the frame of reference that it would call for it to be once during those 30 days. The original proposal is once on each show, and I'm working on a modified formula that would be a little bit less than every single show. Okay.
Carolyn on the stack here.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yeah, I think I get the point of Bob's proposal, but I think it's an internal contradiction. If, in fact, each programmer is producing a tutorial, and perhaps 15 minutes is long, I think, number one, it should be vetted by the local supervisor. Number two, he should be allowed to do his own or her own tutorial, use the local supervisor's if the programmer doesn't want to create one. And number three, it will not be boring if each person does it in his or her own voice. It's that solid block and the constant repetition of the local supervisor's words, which would be boring and a real turnoff. I think the value of this is to, and it brings us to the point that I think this whole proposal is, that we need to encourage local programmers and producers to stay involved, and they need to encourage their listeners to stay involved in their own voices. So if they have listenership to respect them and they talk about the elections in a way that's approved, then I think that would be an advantage. I'm really against a block, and I'm really against using only the local supervisor's part. So
okay, did somebody just join us?
Yes, it's Grace Aaron.
Hi, Grace. I'm Bill Croyer. I'm chairing the meeting today.
Hi, Bill.
And we're discussing the election policy proposals.
I'm just going to listen in. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay.
I'm in a taxi, so.
Okay. Well, we've been discussing generalities, and we don't have any specific motions yet for amendments. Did anybody want to make any? Bob sent one proposal that was something from earlier, but somebody want to? Anybody else want to propose something?
I move that we accept Mr. Cozier and Yosha's proposed changes, and accept the document. This is Sean.
Okay.
This is Bob.
Bob?
Yeah, I want to propose that we go through the document paragraph by paragraph, and, you know, including the changes that Bill and Yosha have put forward, but that we, you know, that there's, I know I have issues with, or things that I would like to change in quite a few of the paragraphs. I think it would be less chaotic if we kind of went in order.
Yeah, does that sound okay, Sean?
Well, you know, we've got, if you want a two-hour meeting, I don't think that that's really viable. Second, everybody has had, this document for quite a while. I'm very happy to hear
That's okay. You made a motion, and Bob has...
I was about to say, I also made a motion, and if it gets seconded, I think we should vote it up or down. And if we want to, I'm very happy to hear and look forward to hearing Bob's recommendations. But, again, I don't have them. I have gotten everything else. I don't have Bob's changes, so it's a little hard to consider them. And if he wants to send them over, that's fine. But right now we have a motion on the floor to accept Yosha's and your changes. And if we can get a second, let's do that.
Okay, well, we don't need second. We don't need seconds in committees.
Oh,
but,
thank you. Right. You're right, Mr. Chair. Thank
right.
you.
But in the interest of making this a little more easier to go through, I'd like to incorporate both of your suggestions. And if we can just... because I know there's going to be some amendments, but so we can kind of order the amendments by paragraph number or something like that in the proposal. I'll just ask if there's any amendments to the first paragraph. Is that okay? Any objections to going through that, and then I'll go through the second paragraph.
And the third. If I may, Carolyn?
Yes, Carolyn?
I think that Bob's suggestion really will be make for a very tedious meeting since we don't have these in writing. May I suggest that we deal at this meeting with everything that we have in writing at this meeting, and then postpone until the 20th Bob's or anyone else's suggestions in writing at that meeting? I think that would make it much more efficient.
I'll second that, even though I don't have to.
Well, I'd like to remind everyone that we were asked to take this up expeditiously so that we can come up with a overall recommendation as soon as possible for the PNB. So if we can get at least some of it done today and get specific amendments agreed to, I think that would be helpful, even if we don't get all of it done. So could we go, and sort of in line with Sean's proposal, that we accept the modified version that I and Yosha had some proposed amendments to, could I just go through first kind of in order and see if there's anybody that had any other amendments to item one, which was about the job descriptions of the PDs and GMs?
Mr. Chair, this is
Tracy. I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Go through it one by one. Thank you.
And who else wanted to speak on that?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is Sean.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
You know, what I would like to do, since we have all of your changes in writing, is accept your document, and then we can amend that, or accept your changes, your proposed changes, and then we can amend that with Bob's stuff when and where necessary. And I'd also ask that Bob send his changes over, because I share Carolyn's concerns. It's pretty hard to deal with amendments that we can't see in front of us. So I would suggest that we accept yours and Yosha's changes and then work to amend that document. Thank you.
This is Bob.
Okay. Well, Bob did send an email with his previous email from back in January about the arbitration panel to all of us about 20 minutes ago. But we have a motion on the floor to adopt the election policy as amended by Yosha and I. So is there any more discussion on that? I'll just put it that way.
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, as Well, maybe Sean can correct me if I'm wrong. Did I understand what he last said was to modify that motion to say that all the proposed amendments will be incorporated into the draft for the purposes of our consideration, and then we'll open to new amendments? In other words, if we vote yes on this motion, we're not saying we approve of everything in this document, period. That would mean the discussion is over. We're just saying we're not going to go back and separate out the earlier amendments that Yosh and Bill made. We're going to accept that as the new draft, the starting point for the discussion. And then from there, we can take further amendments. Am I understanding correctly? Okay. And that, as a procedural, as long as that's clear that that's merely a procedural method, then I have no objection to that.
Okay.
But let me add, because Sean asked if I could send what I have. Aside from the one that I already sent, I don't yet have everything in writing, and partly I wanted to engage. I thought that was the purpose of this discussion, was to engage in the flow of discussion to see what different ideas are. And, you know, so I'll be happy to come up with written amendments after today's meeting, but and maybe some during the meeting. But anyway, we can go forward.
Okay, so I guess the modified motion on the floor right now is to accept the proposed policy that Grace wrote up with the suggested amendments that Yosh and I sent to the group before the meeting as a draft with subject to future to further amendments. Is that correct, everyone? Okay. Are there any objections to doing that?
Well, as long as it's understood that is just for the purposes of discussion, because, yes, that's fine.
Yes, so just for purposes of discussion, so we'll have a uniform starting point.
Okay.
And then we'll discuss amendments that all of you may have after that. Is that any objections to that? Okay, hearing no objections, and that's the procedure we'll follow. Now may I suggest then that we sort of do kind of what Bob was doing, is go through each section at one at a time and ask for, and we can have discussion and any amendments. Is that agree with everyone?
Point of information.
Yes.
Would you please ask have Bob to send out resend copies of the amendments that he previously sent out? You know, people complain about my EMPMB and bouncing emails, but the bouncing emails are because people are saying to Juan Gaza and not EMPMB. So if they are sent to EMPMB, I get them, and I have a significant amount of space in that inbox to be able to receive whatever you send.
Okay. Did you get the proposal from Yosh today?
Yes, I just got it. Yes.
Okay. And are you getting everything that's sent to the PAC elections group list?
Well, I assume that I am.
Okay.
But then, of course, if I don't get it, I don't know.
He sent that to that group today, to our group today, for example. You got that, I presume, then, from Yosh.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Well, hold on just a second. Let's make sure if you got that. Well, she got you already said you got the email from Yosh. So thank you. All right.
Yeah, I got yeah.
Okay, and the point of information, was that Warren?
Was that?
Who had the point of information?
Yeah, point of information. I just received from Bob the thing about the arbitration. Is that the full extent of what he sent out so far?
Yes.
Yes,
okay,
he said that, but he said he may have more to come. So
can we
go ahead and go through the proposed policy in order? So we're almost halfway through.
I'm not sure that I have it. I'm not sure that I have his proposal.
Okay, this is the one that Yosh sent to us today.
Well,
no, I'm not sure that I have Bob's proposal. I have the one Yosh sent.
Bill, can I clarify?
Okay. Yeah, Bob,
I posted it to the PAC elections at Yahoo Groups at 4:46. So,
I resent it 1 minute ago.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Resent it to EFIA, ENPNB, 1 minute ago.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Okay. So let me try this. Okay. So the first, going through the policy, the first paragraph deals with the job descriptions for the PDs and GMs. Shall include full cooperation with local election, national election supervisors. Neither Yosh or I had any suggested changes to that. Are there any objections to that part?
Oh, this is Anthony. I do have a question.
Yes,
it may seem a little like a nitpicking matter, but is that retroactive?
Yosh is back.
Can you change a job description retroactively? Obviously, I wholeheartedly agree with the intent. I'm just wondering if it can be done retroactively or if it only applies going forward.
Yosh for stack.
Go ahead, Yosh.
Yeah, it sounds very much like ex post facto. It's, you know, you can't implement a policy today or next week and say, oh, by the way, this goes back to when we hired you 2 years ago, and, you know, no, they've got to buy in. I mean, the PNB can go ahead and adopt this new policy and then inform the GMs and the PDs and say, okay, the PNB has adopted new policy. We're going to amend your job description. We want you to sign on to this. Please sign, saying that you understand that these are additional responsibilities or additional factors to your job description. So, no, it cannot be retroactive, in my opinion.
Okay. Is there anybody else that has any concerns about it being, that it might need to be clarified or not?
I have a little bit of concern. This is Warren.
Okay, Warren.
Could we just add, maybe, I don't know, I'm not a good wordsmith, maybe someone else could, add something to the effect of full cooperation with the local national election supervisor if it falls within, I don't know, something like within what's legal. We've had some pretty goofy, I mean, I don't want to disparage any place in the past, but we've had some pretty goofy election supervisors in the past, and I don't feel like we want GMs to say, oh, you have to do whatever the election supervisor says.
Want to comment on that?
They follow corporate law, I mean, or nonprofit corporate law, so we don't want any of our GMs to do something that an election supervisor who's hired for 6 months tells them to do that might be very not fall within nonprofit or corporate law.
Okay, so you're concerned that an LES or NES might ask them to do something illegal. Mm-hmm. All right, any other discussion on that?
I'd like to respond to that. I think that issue is addressed in the hiring process, and to add such a qualification undermines the credibility and authority of the election supervisor, where there is already a problem. So I would oppose any such qualification and challenge us to make sure that the PMV or the executive director, interim executive director, to make sure that the person's or organization hired is competent, because a competent service provider is going to know what the law is and proceed accordingly.
Wendy.
Okay, so let's remember this is just one item of many. So let's try not to take all our time on this, but I want to make sure we get it where people are comfortable. Go ahead, Wendy.
I just wanted to remind the member: the bylaws are very clear that the election supervisor is in charge of the election over GMCDs, everybody. So that's all.
Okay. Well, Warren, did you have a? Do you still feel that you need to add some language to that paragraph?
Well, I think it's going to be whatever it is, so that's all right. I'll pass.
Okay. So is it okay the way it is then? And I think there's a general understanding that we're not going to ask the GMs or PDs to do anything illegal. So you're okay with the paragraph the way it is? Okay. So any other questions or? Suggestions for paragraph one about the job descriptions. Okay, then we'll go into item two about this is the responsibility of the GMs of each station to ensure the membership lists for listener sponsors and paid and unpaid staff lists are treated and maintained in general, etc. Everybody has a copy of this that we're looking at? Okay. One addition that was, we already discussed was that we'd go with the, added by Yosh and I, so we had had the added after 3 months prior, and what was added to the mailing of ballots for a local board election. It's just to clarify what the 3 months refers to. And then number A, was there any question about that part?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Well, it's less a question than a concern about the time frame here. Just to review for people who don't remember the new bylaw amendment, as far as the time frame, the schedule goes as follows. On June 1st, nominations, subject to the discretion of the NES, either on June 15th or June 30th, and they have that two-week kind of flexibility, is the record date for, closing out membership that or your for obtaining membership that has voting rights, okay? So presumably soon after the person is hired, they'll choose whether it's going to be June 15th, June 18th, whatever, or June 30th. So it's somewhere in that two-week window. Then nominations close on June 30th, and then the ballots are mailed on August 15th, and they're due back by October 1st, if I remember correctly. So if you have a requirement that 3 months before the mailing on August 15th that the lists have to be checked for accuracy, that would make it May 15th, then you're actually saying a month before the record date at a minimum, or it could be as long as 6 weeks before the record date, you know, either June 15th or June 30th, you're requiring a check for accuracy. So while I support and I appreciate the importance of starting that work, you don't wait till the deadline to just start from scratch on checking. The language needs to be clarified so it's obvious that people, have that right under the bylaws to continue becoming a member, either a listener member or a staff member, right up until whatever the deadline is, whether that's June 15th or June 30th. So I don't have a fix right off the top of my head. Maybe someone else has a fix.
Yosh, Chris Beck.
Yosh, go ahead.
Yes, I appreciate Bob's comments, and in essence, I agree, but I would suggest that it does not preclude the GM or the station from getting their act together at least 3 months prior to the mailing of ballots. Even after the 3 months period, and maybe they'll undertake this 4 months or 5 months prior to the mailing, although this year it might be too late for that. But, you know, that does not close off the new members who might be coming in after that three-month period. That's all I would say.
This is Bill. I'll put myself in this stack. Well, one reason I wanted to do the 3 months prior to the mailing of ballots is that the local election supervisors also need to know who's eligible to be a staff candidate. And so they need to know, preferably before the before the filing deadline, who those people are. Oh, other people for the stack?
Are we still on A or are we moving to B?
We're actually still on 2 before we get to A. Just the first paragraph.
Oh, right, I see that. Yeah. Okay, we're still on the 3 months or less.
So we're discussing the addition of the wording, changing from 3 months prior to the local station board election, changing that to 3 months prior to the mailing of ballots for a local station board election.
This is Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
I understand, Bill, what you're saying, but just again, there has to be that. Maybe it could just be an added clause at the end saying, although this will in no way preclude, the list from being, or I guess it should be stronger than that. Although, of course, the list must be updated after the record date to include, members who joined subsequent to that check for accuracy. So, like I said, there could be a month or a six-week period after it's fully checked where new people have every legal right to continue to join, including staff members, that someone may just reach the eligibility moment of 3 months in a station without an organization or, a different number at a station with an organization, a recognized organization. They have that right up until the record date.